Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. I don't have time to open in prayer, but I just want to say, let good bless us all and protect us all from the demonic worldly systems that we are experiencing today and what we live in as a community and as a whole. Shalom, amen, amen, shalom. So it was a short kind of like prayer. We as a community live in envy of another's accomplishments. What we shouldn't do is envy not one another's accomplishment. That is what is called a nigger or a white nigger, because a nigger can be white, black, yellow, or whatever. It's in the heart and in the pride, because if your pride is just to overwhelm and have so much hatred for another person's accomplishment that you go about setting traps and snares for that person, you need to check your pride, your actions, and you need to check your heart. Not knowing what devotion to good or God's trust, faith, and good actions we had to devote our lives to. So these type of people, if you don't know what to devote your life to, if you go about just thinking, well, I came here for a purpose, and that's just to live life to the fullest and not help others or teach about good actions, bringing about a good community as a whole, like the first colonies did. When they left Europe, they brought about Christian colonies or Christian communities. And they taught good actions because they were God-fearing people and God-loving people. They feared the Creator so much that it was in their laws, the first laws of the U.S. We as a community today should struggle, and we should do that, and we should have good actions. Because I ain't never seen a person that was totally screwed up and didn't have some good actions. Now, there may exist people behind the scenes who portray roles like they are good. Like, take for instance this dope dealer I knew on in Chicago, Spanky. He had actions. He was like a kind-hearted, mild lamb. But on the inside and in skirts of his heart, he was the dope man, and he would kill you if you tampered with his drugs. Now, there was one instance where he was about to kill a lady next door because she owed him, he gave her like $1,500, $2,000 for some weed. She didn't give it to him. He wanted to burn her house down. I believe he even asked me for some weapons, and I couldn't supply him with it because it's not within my heart to supply criminals or those who have wrong intentions with a weapon. Keeping ourselves up against the seat of Baphomet demons. We must keep ourselves up from the deceit of Baphomet demons. They appear in every form and fashion, and even in the unknown, which couldn't possibly be detected by me or the most devout or devout Christian there is. There's so much in the material illusion field, the field of where the Baphomet demons make their faith, their trust, their belief, and their love, and their actions, they put it in physical form. And these physical forms cannot be recognized by just the ordinary eye. You really have to pierce down and think about it. Different shapes, sizes, those things, they control the shapes and sizes of what they put out. And these all have some type of demonic Baphomet meaning, which you probably will never know, for everything that's out there. Now, they put a lot of the stuff on YouTube, but the thing is that you can't put everything on YouTube. When I say Baphomet demons, I'm referring to demons or the so-called fallen messengers. These messengers, who are just like messengers today, who work for a lawyer or who work for a paper firm or who work for a messenger firm. These type of messengers, that's all they were. And they were trained to be messengers or supposedly good action messengers. But they betray the Creator with lust for his children, and they turned against him for that. And these became called Baphomet demons, or their Baphomet is a symbol that they ride under. Just like a gang rides under different symbols, they ride under a symbol too. And these so-called demons are spiritual beings, which you can't say demon as far as the real meaning of the word demon, because the real meaning of the word demon, that goes back into the Creator of Good's days, where possibly the Creator may have even been a demon, but it's demon means weapon of mass destruction, spiritual or physical or fleshly. It's a weapon. So when you think of demon, think of it correctly. Think demonic Baphomet, which you can see in the rituals, the different really popular musicians and famous musicians enact on stage right before you. You may not recognize it, but some to a keen eye they would. And these are Baphomet demons. Now, a demon, but you wouldn't go about summoning a demon as far as a weapon of mass destruction, but it's good to know what you're dealing with, because that's why so many weapons produce so many dead or so many deaths a year. And it did so in the heavens when they battled against Uzziah. Thinking they look pretty in their invisible or invincible bloody white garments, stained with jealousy and envies of the heart. We should not let our heart become so corrupt and so jealous that it wanders about just thinking all day long of not inventing good things, but doing bad or wicked things. And that's in the heart, that it's in all everybody's heart. They get that type of feeling sometimes, because you can't control demonic feelings, because the demons are even feelings. That the demon Baphomets are even feelings. You have demons, demon weapons of mass destruction, which would just be to tamper with the heart or the feelings in your heart and the feelings in the soul. Those feelings that you have on a day-to-day basis. You want to separate the difference between the two. Because you don't want, just like Uzziah said, if it causes you to stumble, tear that limb off. The same thing applies with your eyesight, or separating between demon weapon of mass destruction or demonic Baphomet. Because you don't want to make the error of coming in contact with demons. And this happens on a day-to-day basis with almost anything you deal with or anything you buy. You don't know, but once you find out, get rid of it. And you don't call on it upon any names or titles that are close or dealing with demons. That means music, anything, you get rid of it. We must devote our lives to developing good actions that will always be pleasing to good or God. Being a friend of God requires pleasing him. Some may think that's unfortunate, but yet it's a test or trial or tribulation that you undergo. And if you prove faithful or loyal for the different points that the Creator are looking at in you, then you are okay and you have good action, because the Creator doesn't look for the same qualities or the same things in each individual. Remember, we are made up, each individual, according to his own likeness of the Creator and according to his own image or likeness of himself. Never, ever after being proven a wrongdoer by fellow wrongdoing companions, never accept or bow down in defeat and stop your good actions or your ministries. You must keep your good actions up. You don't believe because you see a pretty picture of an angel that is good or deals with good messenger work or good actions. Because you see something in the sky that looks like God, you don't believe in that because, first of all, the Creator will never let you see him because he's not stupid. You leave this world and you come back and you got a good glimpse of his face to come back and do him harm, regardless of how many of his soldiers he has around him or how many of his messengers, his angels. I used to, when I'd see pictures, different pictures, I would, of God or angels, I would think that if I were to ever see the Creator again, or not again, excuse me, see him or an angel, they would look like what was portrayed in the pictures. But they are not. Those are just symbolic things that people have passed down from generation to generation that are to look like angels are supposed to be angels. Because one thing, if you really want to get deep into the depth of it, how is it you can picture a lion with his limbs reversed, walking backwards and forwards? And it doesn't make sense from our what we portray as, because we as Christians give like the heart meaning or the different symbolic things meaning and qualities too. And we would think that these came to an infinitesimal degree to actually look like or represent what we were trying to say. But that is not the case always or even sometimes. We have to stay within our same conscious mind and not accept what we see with the eyes, because the eyes can be deceiving. I remember one instance when I was with a companion. He showed me some scriptures in the Quran. It was when he explained them and I looked at in the Quran, the scriptures were as he said, but when I took and reread them later on, they were different. I had missed key points or key words, and this was because I was fooled by the vision. And this is something we do not want to accept. Someone proving us wrong, we don't bow down to it. We keep striving and struggling and keep cherishing good actions, good thoughts, goodwill, and good everything. We do not want to go to the left, straight to the left, or straight to, as I said, an infinity or everlasting life of the demons to the right, which is, hey, I get to live forever, but you'll be living in torment forever. We must keep our integrity and pride of good up, not turning to the demons feeling pride that originates from our enemies. Keeping our tray of asking good for sustenance and giving us gifts of life, everlasting life, and not demonic everlasting life. All right, that is it for my show today, and you guys have a good one. I am out of here. Shalom, amen.